Good morning, 638 News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. On the line with me now, I have Wes Moreno, the Interim County Administrator for Escambia County, because today we have two meetings. You know, the agenda review in the morning and then the real meeting in the evening, so we get to go through the same set of stuff twice. They're different but similar. And so I'd like to talk about it with Wes, obviously, in the morning. Wes, welcome back to the show, sir.
Hey, good morning, Andrew. As always, it's great to be here.
Oh, man, good to have you. I always appreciate the time. I really do. It really helps people understand what's going on in our county. So, first thing, one of the items on the agenda tonight is you've got this concrete crushing facility. They want to move basically up the road, you know, over on Old Palafox. And I'll be honest, some of the coverage of this I've been kind of frustrated with because I don't think there's a lot of distinction being made between a concrete crushing facility, a borrow pit, a C&D, you know, and an ordinary or what I'd call a regular dump, all of which are distinct. And in this particular case, this is the concrete crushing only. And it's not really close to Wedgwood. It keeps being described as close to Wedgwood. In my opinion, I actually live in that area. I don't think this is close to Wedgwood at all. But what are the issues on the table in terms of deciding or not deciding to grant them this permit?
Well, I think a lot of the issues are the normal issues you hear associated with when these things come up. You know, they're worried about dust and noise and traffic. Those are probably your three main things. There's odor, but you know, there's not a lot of odor involved with concrete crushing, and it's not an activity that's going to go on like every single day. It, you know, maybe a couple, maybe a day a week, maybe 2 days a week. And but the biggest thing I would say that I've heard is the noise and the dust, and you know, those are pretty significant operations. They have a dust compression system. And that spray is a water system. It's a sprinkler system, basically, attached to the machine that sprays and keeps the dust down. And then the noise, you know, it is, I think the location is close to a mobile home community. And so there are some concerns there.
Yeah, and if you live next to a thing, I understand that anything coming in next to you raises concern. I just think of, like, the facility over there on Longleaf near to the schools, and, you know, people were all up in arms about that going in, and ever since it went in, and especially, you know, or renewed, and then they put the fence up around it, I haven't heard a peep ever since. Because it's not that big of a deal, and, you know, so, in my opinion, okay, but, you know, that's one man's view. We also have, we're voting on today, and then tomorrow, gonna cut, you know, groundbreak for fire station number two over on 9 Mile, which is where the station is now. We're going to put a permanent station. I have questions, okay? One of the questions I have about this is that location to me makes no sense whatsoever. It's the western side of that facility is basically empty and then Alabama. And so for coverage, it seems like it would make far more sense to put it like on OLF-8 would be the ideal location, because then you have better coverage of that area and you have more of a zone of coverage and, you know, overlapping coverage for the other fire stations. Why did we pick that location?
Well, I think we chose that location simply because that's where, number one, it's where it exists today and where it's existed for years. But number two, And ironically, we had a long discussion last Friday, myself and Eric Gilmore and Chief Canterbone and some others, about fire station needs and locations. And when, you know, I'll say this, if you drive, there's no corridor between 9 Mile and Mobile Highway. Not a good one. You got Beulah Road,
follow,
and you have Pine Forest Road. And so the development that's taking place on Mobile Highway and all the new subdivisions going there, the development that's taking place on Beulah Road south of Mobile Highway with more in the works coming, and then all the development that's taking place on off of Beulah Road north of 9 Mile Road, you know, I don't know necessarily think that it's a bad location, because if you were to move it, you know, down to OLF-8, and I'm not saying that we couldn't use something further east,
right?
But it would be extremely difficult to serve all those subdivisions off of Mobile Highway and south of Mobile Highway. You know, I think you get to those areas much quicker by being able to utilize Beulah Road as a corridor right through there. But that's just my own personal opinion. And I, you know, I haven't, it's kind of my stomping grounds over sure. there in that area. It's where I live in that area. So, I mean, there's just no good quick route if you're at OLF 8, if you're trying to get to Mobile Highway in those subdivisions there. So, I don't think it's a bad location. I would say, if anything, maybe we need another fire station, maybe a little bit further to the east. And we need fire stations off of Kingsfield Road. We know that that's a much area that's it's an area that's exploding in development, and some other areas, the Pleasant Grove area needs a fire station, and Paradise Beach needs a fire station. So we have a great need to build fire stations in Escambia County. So, as you know, if we don't have the proper coverage, the ISO rating goes up, and right. everybody's insurance goes up. And so we were having a pretty in-depth discussion last Friday about that.
Well, obviously I assume that you would have had that conversation, and I appreciate that answer as well, because that does give at least, you know, some comfort that there's a, you know, it's not, because what it feels like looking at it is, well, we had this place, and of course we had to buy the land or whatever, but, you know, we had this place and we're kind of building it where it was, as opposed to building it where it makes the most sense to build it, and that was definitely my concern. Other questions I had is, did the county pay the volunteer firefighters themselves for the land, $300,000?
We did have to buy the land from the volunteer association. Yes, we did.
Wow. So the volunteer firefighters got the money for that? That seems weird to me.
Yeah, it's a little different. The association got the money. The volunteer association did get the money. Yes.
Okay, because I guess the land was like donated to them, and obviously you had to buy it in order to build the land. So, okay. The other thing is, I had heard at one time, and I just don't know the truth of this, so I'm asking. I had heard that there was land remediation that had to be done, that the soil was somehow contaminated out to the back of that property. Do you know anything about that?
There was a bit of contamination in the remediation plan, as is usual. You know, you over. Over-excavate and then backfill with clean material, and then you dispose of the contaminated material in proper fashion, usually at waste services. There's a process that you go through to do that.
Okay. All right. So all of those have some degree of veracity to them. The question is how much significance they all add up to in the end. And I know it's a little late in the game to be raising these concerns, given that we're going to, you know, bid the contract. We're going to approve the contract today, and including the naming of it for, you know, at least in part for Dwayne Bradshaw. We're talking to Wes Moreno. He is the interim county administrator for Escambia. One of the other projects that's in, you know, it's happening right now is we're building the, you know, the first library in District 1, the Bellevue Library. Obviously, Commissioner Bragash that all the time, and he has in fact reported, and I had not known this, and I wanted to find out more of the details from you, that it's not just over budget. I mean, everything's over budget, but there's been crimes and vandalism and theft at the location. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. We've had about 7 thefts take place there on the site, and even fencing the site off, folks, you know, they'll jump the fence or cut the fence and go in there and steal whatever is of that they can get conveniently, if you will, especially aluminum, metals, just tools, whatever they can get their hands on. They'll break into a trailer and take tools out of the trailer and supplies out of the trailer. So it's been a difficult issue there on that site in that regard, and it's kind of slowed construction down because materials are hard to come by these days, and so when you finally get them in and then somebody comes and steals them, you know, you're waiting just that much longer to get to replace them. So, yeah, it has been a bit of an issue there at that site.
Man, I know people do all kinds of crazy things, but when I saw that, and I didn't know it was 7, I thought I read that it was just 3, but 7 is just crazy to have that many incursions and that many crimes committed. And it's a construction site, so my understanding is it's a felony. Anytime you go on there and trespass, and especially when you steal it, it's essentially a felony. Hey, last question is, you know, we've been talking about a little bit. We've been talking about this Lexington Terrace party issue. My understanding was you guys would be involved in that. The Sheriff's Department would be involved in that. Where do we stand at the moment on this? Has any solution really come forward, or is the board even talking about that? I didn't see it on the agenda for today, so you tell me. Are we getting anywhere close to being able to have a little bit more order at that site?
Well, we've had a couple of meetings last Friday as well, and we met at the sheriff's department with one of the organizers or one of the car club president. And basically what we're asking, you know, we're asking them to listen. You know, we don't have a problem with gathering, especially for the youth. But we got to get a little bit better control of it. You know, it needs to be a little bit more orderly, maybe turn the music down some and be a little more considerate of the surrounding neighborhoods. And so we've just been having that dialogue. And, you know, the parking out on Old Corfield Road, the backing up, and
right.
and the disorder that comes with large events. And, you know, it's a public safety thing. It really is. That's our main concern. We don't want anybody to get hurt.
Sure.
We don't want, you know, to back up the roads where ambulances and fire trucks can't get through. And so I'm not saying it's not a bad event per se. It just needs more order to it. And so we're having that dialogue, and we're hoping that through that dialogue we can see a difference in the event there and in the area.
Very good. Well, I hope for a better outcome. I will tell you that my own personal view, we don't necessarily have time to get into it, is doesn't necessarily solve that particular location, but I think that places like OLF 8 or places like the old soccer complex on US 29 ought to be open to the public. I mean, it's land. Let it be open. Let people play. We just put up fencing around the one on US 29, which bothers me tremendously. But, you know, if you had open spaces, you know, let people use the open spaces. Wes Moreno, he is the interim county administrator for Escambia County. Two meetings today, and he still takes the time to join us in the morning. Wes, I really appreciate it, sir, and I appreciate all the work that you do for the county. We'll talk to you again next week.
All right.